感谢神，我们在今天主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord in the Lord's Day morning. We'll continue to study the Word of God.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Please stand up and let's read the scripture.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十三章第三节到第七节。
Let's read John 13:3-7.
约翰福音十三章三节起，耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干，哀到西门彼得，彼得对他说：主啊，你洗我的脚吗？耶稣回答说：我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。啊，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
感谢圣灵带领我们从圣经的话语当中能够认识我们的救主耶稣。
Thank the Holy Spirit lead us to know the, our Savior Lord Jesus Christ through the Bible.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And may your word become a lampTo my feet and a light for my path.
愿神的话语成为我们生命的粮食。
And may your word become the bread of life.
也愿神加添我们的信心和力量，让我们不仅仅是能够明白神的话语，让我们能够遵行神的话语去行。
May God give us the strength and faith so that we not only understand the word of God and we also could, can live it out.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
在主耶稣临上十字架的最后一个晚上，主耶稣问门徒洗脚。
The last night before Jesus' crucifixion, he washed the disciples' feet.
那么当主耶稣来到彼得面前，彼得就非常的震惊，他对耶稣说：主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
And when Jesus came to Peter, and Peter was very shocked, and he said to Jesus, Lord, are you washing my feet?
所以在这里我们会看见彼得是完全不理解耶稣为什么要这样做。
So here we can see that Peter couldn't understand why Jesus was doing that to him.
我们也可以看到事实上彼得是完全非常抗拒耶稣要这样做。
And actually that Peter was resisting and was opposed Jesus doing this to him.
那么耶稣呢没有回答彼得的问题，没有说啊为什么我要这样做。
And Jesus didn't answer Peter's question. And he didn't explain why he was doing that.
那耶稣说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
And he said, "What I'm doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this."
所以从这句话我们知道，人很多的时候是不知道，不完全知道。神为什么做这个做那个，这是非常正常的。
So we can know that it's very common for people to know that they do not understand a lot of things about God, why God's doing this or doing that.
今天很多时候我们会心中有很多很多的问题，甚至包括基督徒也是这样。
And today we have a lot of questions in our mind, including Christians.
圣经的话，这个意思是什么意思啊？或者啊，那句话到底是什么意思啊
？What does this word, or these words in the Bible mean, and what does those words mean?
耶稣，为什么会呼召犹大？耶稣明明知道犹大会出卖他。
Why did Jesus call Judas as his disciple, even though that he knew that Judas could betray him?
耶稣为什么要给犹大洗脚呢？
Why did Jesus also wash the feet of Judas?
最后的晚餐，为什么犹大在那个地方呢
？And at the Last Supper, why was Judas also there?
所以我们今天世上有很多很多的问题，不仅仅是对圣经的话语，我们很多说，哎呀，到底是什么意思？到底什么意思？
And today we have a lot of questions, not only concerning the word of God. We do not know why.
包括我们现实当中很多很多的事情，我们都不知道。哎，神为什么许可这样的事情发生？或者神为什么不这样做？或者神为什么不那样做？
About the things that are happening right now, and we do not know why God allows those things happen, and we do not know why God isn't doing this or that.
所以就像耶稣回答彼得一样，耶稣其实一句话回答所有人这许许多多的为什么，我所做的你如今不知道。
Just as Jesus answered Peter, that, he answered all the questions that people have in their mind. What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this.
理解这一点，接受这一点。
To understand this and accept it.
人就是不可能完全知道神为什么要这样做，神的心意，这是就是这样，这是事实，接受。
It is a fact that man cannot understand why God is doing this or that. It is a fact. You have to accept it.
以赛亚书55章8到9节，圣经这样说。
Isaiah 55:8-9 says,
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
圣经其实不止一处反复地提醒我们，神的智慧远远高过我们的智慧。
And the Bible has repeatedly told us that God's wisdom is higher than our wisdom.
圣经不止一次的反复提醒我们，人没有办法完全知道神的心意。
And the Bible also repeatedly tells us that man cannot and comprehend God's will.
这就是为什么信心是宝贵的。
And that's why faith is precious.
所以人只有靠信心来到神的面前，来认识神。
Man can only come to God and know Him by faith.
人没有办法靠自己的理性，靠自己的头脑，完全来到神的面前。
Man cannot come to God and know Him by their mind or by their thought, by their own reasonings.
当人靠信心来到神的面前，人的理性和头脑才可以发挥正常的工作，来越来越认识神。
And when man come to God by faith, and their reasonings and their thoughts can play their role in knowing Jesus.
但是人如果一开始，哎呀，我一定要明白认识神，我一定要知道神一切的心意，我才能信他。如果你把你的理性和头脑放在最前面，你是永远没有办法真正认识神。
And if man at the beginning a man come to God and they say we have to know everything about God to believe him, if you put your reasoning and your thoughts before, and you will never be able to know God.
所以圣经说我们是因信以至于信。
And so the Bible says you believe by faith.
然后圣经说我们真知道我们所信的是谁，或者说是什么。
And the Bible also says we know the who we believe.
所以信，然后我们越来越明白，越来越知道，因为那个时候我们的理性，我们的头脑在圣灵的带领下面，我们就越来越认识神。
And by faith, we come more and more to know God, because by the Holy Spirit, we, our reasoning, our mind, we can know more about God.
如果一开始就说，哎呀，神啊，我一定要知道你这到底是什么意思，我要知道你完全的心意，我要完全的了解你，我才能信你。如果我们这样想的话，我们永远没有办法真正的认识神。
If at the beginning you want to know everything about God in order to believe Him, if you have such thoughts, you will never be able to know Him.
啊，我们今天有很多很多的为什么，我们不知道啊，尤其是很多很多的基督徒就说，哎呀，为什么新冠这么长的时间啊都没有退去？神为什么不听我们的祷告呢？
And today we have a lot of questions in our mind. Why is the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, raging the world so long, and why?Didn't God stop it?
啊，为什么今天这个世界还有充满这么多的邪恶，这么多不公义的事情？神为什么不垂听我们的祷告呢？
why is the world filled with so many sinful and evil things, and why didn't God answer our prayers?
其实神的答案就说，我所做的你们如今不知道，就是这样，你不知道。
But God's answer is simple. What I am doing, you do not understand.
相信这承认这一点，接受这一点。
Believe this and acknowledge this and accept it.
其实当人们越是质问上帝为什么，为什么，人事实上是把自己摆在一个与神同等的位置上面。
And the more people are asking God why, and they actually put them in the same level as God.
其实这反映出人自己的愚昧。
And this exactly reflects man's foolishness.
所以就像彼得当时就说，哎，耶稣你怎么能做这事，你怎么能洗我的脚呢？
Just as Peter asked Jesus at that time, Lord, are you washing my feet?
其实这反映出彼得对耶稣没有把自己放在一个真正应该在的位置上面。
So this reflects that Peter didn't put him as a right position as he should be.
当然了，今天还有很多很多的人，他们认为，哇，我知道神一切的奥秘，有这样的人。
And of course today there are some people that who think that they know all the wills of God.
然后他们去，哎呀，故弄玄虚的去到处教导人，来，我告诉你，哇，上帝这个完全的奥秘是这样的，别的基督徒都不知道，哎，我知道了，哎，我上帝给我特别的亮光，哎，我就知道，来，我告诉你。
And sometimes they use the mystery to teach people. And I know that these are the mystery wills and thoughts about God. No one else know. And I know I will teach you.
基本上所有的异端都是这样产生的。
This is how those heresies come into being.
然后他说，哎呀，我们知道上帝的心意，啊，是别人不知道的。
They said that they know the will of God that no other people know, and I'll tell you.
其实这是更大的愚昧。
And this is a greater foolishness.
英国传道人斯布真说过，这是我们人最高的智慧，就是去忽略一些神没有光照我们的地方。
The English preacher Charles Spurgeon has ever said, it's our highest wisdom to be ignorant where God has not enlightened us.
就是有些地方上帝没有光照我们，上帝没有告诉我们为什么，我们最大的智慧是什么，就是不要看这些地方，不要追究这些地方。
And in some areas God has not enlightened us, has not revealed them to us, and for those points, for those areas, we choose to ignore them. That's our greatest wisdom.
其实换另外一句话说，守好自己的本位。
And in another words, keep your own position.
上帝已经光照我们，已经启示我们的东西，已经足够我们去思想了，已经足够了。
And for those things that God has revealed to us, for those things God has enlightened us, those are enough for us to meditate and think about.
所以就是什么是谦卑？就是按照我们应当知道的，我们还有很多的东西我们不知道。
So what is humility? For those things we ought to know, we still yet to know.
什么是我们应当知道的呢？就上帝已经告诉我们的东西，我们应当知道的。
What are the things we ought to know? For those things that God has revealed to us, has enlightened to us, we ought to know.
当然，对于那些上帝还没有光照我们，还没有告诉我们为什么，我们最高的智慧就是 ignore 这些东西，不看，不追究这些东西。
But for the where God has not enlightened us, the greatest wisdom for us is to be ignorant of them.
那么最大的愚昧是什么呢？斯布真接下来说，人最大的愚昧是什么
？And Charles Spurgeon continued to say, "What is the great folly of man?"
他最大的愚昧就是我装作，我知道，我不知道的东西。
He said that it's a great folly to pretend to know what where we do not.
所以当我思考斯布真讲这句话，他其实非常的准确，非常的准确。
And I think about the words.Of Spurgeon, I think he speaks it exactly.
所以就像很多传异端的啊，他们认为，哎，我知道一些奥秘的东西别人不知道，那只是他们这么认为，其实他们也不知道。
Just as those heresies proclaim that they knew something that other, some mysteries that other people don't know, actually they just pretend they know, actually they do not know.
啊，所以呢，就是一个愚昧呢，就是我们去追究那些神现在没有告诉我们的。
So one folly is to pursue those things that God has not enlightened to us.
然后更大的愚昧就是神没有告诉我们的东西，我们装作我们知道了。
But it's greater folly to pretend to know where that God has not revealed to us.
今天其实这更大的愚昧，其实在我们这个世界上常常可以看到。
But it's common to see such folly at the present world.
就是很多人都很关心一个问题。我们都知道，神拣选人得救，这是圣经的教导。
A lot of people are concerned about one question. We know that God chose people to be saved.
今天很多人宣告，哎呀，我知道上帝到底拣选怎么样的人。我知道。
But some people proclaim that they knew that what kind of people that God chose.
上帝拣选像我这样的人呢
？God chose people like me.
不像我的上帝都没拣选呢
？God didn't choose those who are not like me.
很多人做出这样的宣告，其实这是最大的愚昧。
And many people said such things, actually those are greater follies.
其实这是非常邪恶的事情。
Actually, this is also very evil thing.
上帝告诉我们他拣选从万民当中拣选，上帝没有告诉我们他到底拣选什么样的人，他告诉我们拣选万民。
God said that he chose his people from all nations and he didn't tell us what kind of people he would choose.
所以我们要向万民传福音。
So we should preach the gospel to all nations.
所以今天很多人就说，哎呀，我知道，结果他们暴露出他的愚昧。
And today, a lot of people proclaim that they know, and this reflects their follies.
所以施布真还讲过一句话，就是说，我不知道，就是上帝既然没有在人身上做这个记号，就是写在人的身上，这个是被拣选，那个是没有被拣选，上帝既然没做这个记号。
Charles Spurgeon also said, since God didn't mark those people who are chosen or who are not chosen.
所以施布真说，那我就遵行神的大使命，我向所有的人传福音。
And Spurgeon said, then I will fulfill the great commitment of the Jesus gave us to preach the gospel to all nations.
所以呢，我们从耶稣对彼得的回答当中，我们就要第一件事情我们要看到，很多事情我们就是不知道的。
So from Jesus' answer to Peter, we should first note that a lot of things we do not know.
但是不应该影响我们对神的信靠。
But this does not affect or influence how we trust God.
甚至我们看到，甚至被神所爱的人，他都不知道神的心意。彼得就这样。
Even those who are loved by God, they do not know God's will, just like Peter.
耶稣爱他的门徒，耶稣给他的门徒洗脚，但这些门徒不知道耶稣为什么这样做。耶稣也那个时候也没有告诉他们为什么这样做。
Jesus loved his disciples and he washed his disciples' feet, and those disciples didn't even know why Jesus was washing their feet, and Jesus didn't tell them why he was doing that.
所以今天我们也不能说，哎呀，耶稣你爱我，那你就告诉我你到底为什么让这件事情临到我，或者你为什么许可这样的事情发生，你告诉我为什么你既然爱我你就告诉我呀。
Sometimes we ask God that since you love me, God, could you tell me why these things happened to me? Since you love me, could you tell me why?
但是神就不告诉我们。
But God does not answer us.
但是并不表示神不爱我们。
But that does not show that God does not love us.
就是很多的这个小婴儿啊，或者年幼的婴儿，他非常抗拒爸爸妈妈给他洗澡。
A lot of little babies, they resist the parents giving them a bath.
为什么这样对我
？Why you are treating me like this?
想尽办法就是要逃避被洗澡。
and they try all means to resist the being based.
还有一些小朋友，他逃避吃饭。
And some other kids, they do not want to eat.
哇，这爸爸妈妈到屁股后面到处追，吃啊吃啊，他不吃，你为什么这样对我？我不喜欢吃。
And a lot of parents chasing their kids to let them to eat, and they don't want to eat, so they run away.
那爸爸妈妈有没有去跟他解释？哎呀，我告诉你为什么洗啊，为什么要给你吃啊？要给你吃胡萝卜啊？为什么？
Did the parents explain to those babies or the kids why she was giving them a bath or she was giving them a carrot to eat?
啊，有些爸爸妈妈可能会解释，有些爸爸妈妈不解释，抓过来就洗了。
Some parents may explain, but some other parents may not explain, and they just grab them and wash them.
这并不表示这爸爸妈妈不爱这个婴儿。
It does not show that their parents do not love those babies.
这恰恰表示是爸爸妈妈爱这个婴儿。
This shows exactly that the parents love their babies.
所以这我们第一个看到，就是有些事情我们不知道。神也不告诉我们，哪怕神爱我们，我们也爱神，但神还是不告诉我们。
So from this we know that a lot of things we do not understand, we do not know. Even though we love God and God loves us, we still do not know.
但是我们要知道，神虽然不告诉我们，但是神爱我们，神值得我们去信靠。
But we have to know that God loves us, even though He didn't tell us that.He still loves us, and he is worthy of our trust in him.
其实从这里我们也看到呢，就是人对上帝的无知，甚至人对上帝的抵抗，都无法拦阻神的作为。
So from here we know that God, man's ignorance and their opposition to of God and does not hinder God's works on them.
彼得不想让耶稣给他洗脚。
Peter didn't want Jesus to wash his feet.
耶稣，彼得不知道耶稣为什么这样做，然后彼得也不喜欢这样做。你这样让我很难受。
And Peter didn't know why Jesus was doing that. He didn't like Jesus doing that to him. It will make him uncomfortable.
对，耶稣，你给别人洗可以，你绝不要洗我的，我受不了，我不要。
Peter said, "You can wash other people's feet, but do not wash my feet. I cannot bear it."
彼得的这个无知，对耶稣行为的无知，彼得的这个反抗有没有用啊？
Is there any use of Peter's ignorance and his opposition?
没用，耶稣最后还是洗了他的脚，反抗没有用。
They are of no use. The opposition are of no use, and Jesus washed his feet.
所以就是有人用这样的一个词来说，叫做不可抗拒的恩典 ，irresistible grace。
So some people use such a phrase, irresistible grace, to describe this.
耶稣要给你洗脚，你抗拒没有用，你不知道为什么没有用。
And Jesus want to wash your feet, and no matter how you oppose it or resist, there's no use.
在旧约的时代，耶稣拣选以色列人上帝，当然了，三位一体的神，在旧约时代，上帝拣选以色列人，分别为圣，成为神的儿女。
And in the Old Testament era, God chose the Israelites to be sanctified as God's people.
那么，上帝带领以色列人离开埃及，进入迦南。
God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt into Canaan.
很多的时候，以色列人不理解上帝为什么要这样做。
Many times the Israelites didn't understand why God was leading them like that.
我们在埃及很好啊，吃得好，喝得好啊。
They were living a good life in Egypt. They ate good and drank well.
为什么神今天把我们带到这里来？
Why did God led them to such a place?
不知道，不知道。
They couldn't understand.
以色列人甚至反抗上帝对他们的带领，他们不止一次要拿石头要打死神的仆人摩西，包括亚伦。
And the Israelites resisted God's guidance, and sometimes they even want to stone God's servant Moses, or sometimes Aaron, stone them to death.
所以以色列人不知道上帝的心意，以色列人反抗上帝的心意，但是有没有破坏神的作为呢？
And the Israelites didn't know about God's will, and sometimes they were even opposed to God's will, but does those things hinder God's works?
没有，以色列人最后还是去了迦南，还是离开了埃及。
And no, Israelites left Egypt into Canaan.
所以呢，就是当我们看到耶稣为门徒洗脚的时候，我们不仅仅看到耶稣是做一个仆人的样子。
And we say that Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and not only as he served them like a servant.
我们更要知道，耶稣是作为主的身份给门徒洗脚。
And we should know that.Jesus washed his disciples' feet as a Lord.
仆人给我洗脚，我可以拒绝的，我不要你洗。
If a servant washes my feet, I can resist. I can refuse.
主给我洗脚，我能不能拒绝啊？
But if the Lord wants to wash my feet, can I refuse?
不能。
No, you can't.
他是主。
Because he is Lord.
你多么的不愿意，你多么的不知道，你多么的不想接受，他是主。
Even if you are unwilling, even if you you want to resist, and because he is Lord, you have to accept it.
有人就讲，当彼得拒绝耶稣为他洗脚，这暴露出彼得的骄傲。
So some people say that when Peter refused to be washed by Jesus, it shows Peter's pride.
如果彼得就听耶稣的话，接受耶稣为他洗脚，一开始就接受，这是更大的顺服，更大的谦卑。
And if Peter accepts it at the beginning and he let Jesus wash his feet at the beginning, it shows his greater obedience.
我有一次。我有一个很深的经验，让我很难受。
I had an experience which made me uncomfortable.
有时候我带一个朋友哈，就是，去一个地方，然后呢，就是帮一点小忙。
Once I brought a friend to a place and helped, give him a little help.
然后呢，就是我就，这是很小的事情，对于我来说，我不希望他给我，他不接受啊，或者是他一定要付钱给我。
And it's actually a very small thing to me. I don't want him to pay the price for me.
而且那个时候我相对来说我也是个主人嘛，他是个客人嘛。
And at that time I was the master and he was a guest of me.
然后呢，这位朋友呢就拼命的要给我一点钱。
But this friend of mine as trying all means to give me some money.
然后我真的觉得没必要。
I thought it's really unnecessary.
后来我最后我就说你就听我的行不行？求求你听我的。
But at last, I begged him to listen to me.
不行，你这样让我很难受。他说你不收我这个钱，我心里不痛快。
He said, "No, if you do not accept my money, it will make me very uncomfortable."
然后我说。哎呀，我心里也好不痛快哎。
But I said I also feel very uncomfortable.
你原来是客，我是个主人，而且说实话不是蛮多钱呐、啊，五块十块这个样子。
And you are a guest, I am the master, and it's not a big sum of money. It's only $5 or $10.
接受行不行？小小的帮助，就接受了。你我是主人呐、啊，你是客人呐、啊。
Could you just accept this favor? And it's just a small help. And you are the guest, and I'm the master.
哎呀，那一次是搞得最惨的一次，我从来没有碰到那个，好长好长时间呐、啊！我的天哪
！And it was really embarrassing, and I have never experienced that. It took a long time.
其实我以前也是这样的人。我不要别人给我任何帮助，我就是这样。后来我发现这是极大的骄傲。你是谁呢？谁不需要帮助呢？这个世界上。
I was like that before, and I didn't want to accept any favor from anybody. But actually, it is a great pride, who never need help from others.
彼得接受耶稣为他洗脚，这是更大的谦卑。
If Peter accepted Jesus to wash his feet at the beginning, it will show his greater obedience.
所有的门徒耶稣都给他们洗啊，人家都没有反抗啊，人家就接受啊。既然我的主要做这个事情，虽然我不理解，我不舒服，但我闭嘴接受。
And Jesus washed the feet of all other disciples, and they didn't show any opposition. Since Jesus is their Lord, even though they didn't understand why Jesus was doing that, they accepted it.
所以当耶稣为门徒洗脚的时候，他是一个谦卑的仆人，但是千万不要忘记，他同样也是主。
So when Jesus was washing the feet of his disciples, he was a humble servant, but let's do not forget that he's also the Lord of those disciples.
我们刚才，我们看到呢，很多事情神的作为，我们就是不知道的。但是这并不表示神不爱我们。
And we know that we do not know a lot of things about, the God's will and what Jesus was doing, and it just does not show that God does not love us.
第二个，我们看到人对神的无知和抗拒。拦阻不了神要做在我们身上的事情，拦不住的。
Second, man's ignorance and opposition to God, does not hinder God's works on us.
所以一开始就顺服就好。
So at the beginning, just obey.
然后呢，第三个我们接下来要看人的无知，拦阻不了神对我的爱。
And thirdly, let's look at that, Man's ignorance cannot hinder God's love to us.
这个说个实在话，这样的爱在人世间很少很少看到。
To tell the truth, it's very rare to see such love in the world.
比如说一个小孩子，他是个婴儿，他不知道妈妈为什么要为他洗脚，他不知道为什么，他拼命的反抗。你做父母的多半还是忍受。
Just like a baby doesn't understand why his mother was giving him a bath, and he resists, but as a parent, they still give him a bath.
然后当他慢慢长大，你反复的给他讲，哎呀，要洗澡啊，不洗澡生病啊，你讲一遍两遍，十万遍，一百万遍，反复的跟他讲，他还是这个样子，他就不知道为什么爸爸妈妈要不给我洗澡，他就抗拒。
As he grew up, and he, even though his parents might told him millions of times why they were giving him a bath, he still resisted and didn't understand why.
很多父母那个时候就崩溃了。
And a lot of parents was very stressful.
那还好，这是自己的孩子了。如果你是做老师，你班上的学生如果是个陌生人，你可能根本就不要忍了，你是讲不通嘛，就不要跟他讲了。
Because they are your children and you still talk to them, but if they are a stranger or a student in your class and you just will not, maybe you will not even explain to them.
就是一直无知，一直无知，一直无知。人们就哎呀，就放弃了，管他干什么呢
？If someone keeps to being ignorant all the time, and a lot of times people will just give them up.
其实这种现象在世界上非常非常的普遍。
So this is very common in this world.
人不愿意在无知的人身上浪费太多的时间。
Man does not want to waste a lot of time on those ignorant people.
但是人的无知拦阻不了神对他的爱。
But man's ignorance cannot hinder God's love on them.
这就是我们上一次主日信息所思想的，就是爱到底的爱。虽然人一直无知，但是神一直爱。
That's what we have talked about in our last sermon. That even though that man has been ignorant all the time, God loved them and loved them to the end.
我们都知道这个英国王室。在很多人心目当中是哇，这是非常高尚的家庭，皇家，英国王室。
We all know that the British royal family has been a very noble and high class family in most people's mind.
但在1941年呢，这个现在英女王 他的舅舅夫妻两个把他们的两个女儿就抛弃了。
And in 1941, the current queen Elizabeth, his uncle, the couple has abandoned their daughters.
然后我们知道，就是伊丽莎白二世的这个舅舅也是皇室啊，他们都是贵族，都是皇室，英国皇室，但是他们有两个女儿，他们就抛弃。
And we know that the uncle of the Queen Elizabeth II also belongs to the royal family, and but they abandoned their daughters.
那么一个女儿十五岁，一个女儿二十二岁，就是 Nerissa 和 Catherine.
And that time, Nerissa and Catherine, aged 15 and 22.
他们把他两个女儿丢在一个精神病医院啊，被英国人称为这个白痴收容所。
And they were abandoned at the Royal Earthwood Institution of Mental Defectives was called the Asylum for Idiots.
然后在那一待就是一辈子，然后这两个女儿现在八十多岁去世死掉，一生之中。他们的父母没有来探望过他们，任何一个皇室家庭的人没有来探望过他们。
And these two sisters stayed at that place for their lifetime, and they died at their 80s, and in their lifetime, and no one in the royal family has ever visited them.
他们的父母都没来过来看他们一眼。
Even their parents didn't visit him.
皇家给这个精神病收容所一年。给125英镑的费用。
And the royal family only pays £125 to the hospital every year.
125英镑啊，不是一万，不是十万，是125英镑一年就给这个医院。
这就是这
两个他们亲生女儿的费用。
£125, not tens of thousands, just £125 each year is all the money they paid for the hospital for those two sisters.
为什么这样对待自己的女儿呢？
Why were they treating their daughters like this?
因为这两个女儿有智力障碍。
Because those two sisters were born with mental disabilities.
差不多一直停留在三十岁的样子。
And their intelligence stayed at age 3 or 4.
他们就把这两个无知的女儿就抛弃了。
So they just abandoned the two sisters.
然后登记死亡。
And they were reported as having died.
你知道英国人他每年他要编这个贵族啊，这个贵族的名册，所以英国人他编这个贵族名册。
And those British people, they were just every year they will publish a name list of those noble families.
当然了，这个地上的人喜欢编很多很多的名册，但是这个地上所有的名册没有意义啊。
And the people in the world like to make those name list of those noble people, but those name list are of no meaning.
只有一个名册真正有意义，什么名册啊？
There's only one name list that is meaningful. What's that?
生命册，对不对？
That's a name list of life.
所以他们在这个贵族名册上早就把这两个女儿登记为死亡。其实他们那女儿一直活着，就活在那个精神病院里面。
So in that name list, the royal family has reported them being dead. Actually, they were still alive.In that asylum.
后来死了，埋葬了，没有墓碑，只有一个编号，一个塑料牌上面一个编号。
And when they died, there was no gravestones for them. There was only their name tag and a serial number.
所以更是让人心寒的是，就是英女王的母亲，她还是这个皇家智障人士保护协会的主席发起人。
And even more chilling is that the Queen Elizabeth is also the initiator and sponsor of the Royal Society for the Mentally Handicapped Children and Adults.
谁能知道他们把自己亲生的孩子，就是因为他们无知啊，就是因为他们就是一直无知，一直无知就丢了。
Who can think of the abandoned their own daughters because they were ignorant of some things.
在耶稣基督面前，在耶稣基督的身边，那些门徒一直都是智力障碍，对不对？
And before the Lord Jesus, those disciples has been, had the mentally disabilities.
一直就是不明白，耶稣给他们讲了很多次，不止一次，就是你们要做仆人，不要争为大，啊，天国是这个样子，门徒就是不知道，就是不明白。
And Jesus has repeatedly told them about the kingdom of heaven and do not seek to be great. And all those things Jesus have been telling them all the time, but they just could not understand a little bit.
所以事实就是这些门徒在耶稣的眼中这完全就是智力障碍，就是无知啊，一直就是这样。
So in Jesus' mind, in Jesus' eyes, thosedisciples seem to have this mentally disabilities and being ignorant all the time.
耶稣有没有把他们丢弃呢？
Did Jesus abandon them?
耶稣说：“哎呀，你们这些人太愚笨了。哎呀，我去找一些聪明人。”
Did Jesus say, "You are too foolish. I will go to find some wise people"?
没有。
Jesus didn't.
耶稣甚至为他这无知的门徒洗脚。
Jesus even washed the feet of his ignorant disciples.
所以当这些门徒出卖耶稣、背叛耶稣、逃跑的时候，耶稣从死里复活，还去找他们，还给他们做早餐。
And when those disciples ran away from him, betrayed him, and Jesus found them at last and even cooked breakfast for them.
所以这给我们极大的安慰。虽然我不知道，虽然我无知，但神爱我，而且他爱我，这是爱到底的爱，他不会抛弃我的。
So this is a great comfort to us, even though that we do not understand, even though that we are ignorant, Jesus still loves me, and he loves me to the end.
他不像这个世界上的人。
He's not like the some people in the world.
耶稣回答说，我所做的你如今不知道，后来必明白。
Jesus answered, what I'm doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this.
苏格拉底他讲过一句很有名的话。
Socrates has ever said a famous word.
那有人就问苏格拉底，就说：“哎呀，人们都说你是世界上最聪明的人，那你告诉我，你知道什么？你可以说你是别人都说你是最聪明的人。”
And people asked Socrates that people say that you are the smartest person in the world. And what do you know that others do not know that make you the smartest person in the world?
后来苏格拉底说，我只知道一件事情，就是我知道我不知道。
Socrates answered that I only know one thing is that I know that I do not know.
一个很聪明的人，他说我知道一件事情，就是我知道我不知道。
A very smart person said that I know one thing, I know I do not know.
所以彼得那个时候不知道什么呢？他不知道他很污秽，他需要洗，被耶稣洗脚。
So Peter at that time, what did he didn't he know? He didn't know that he was filthy and he need to be cleansed.
彼得不知道，他虽然看不起其他的门徒，他其实跟其他门徒一样，他甚至跟其他门徒更糟糕，但是彼得不知道这一点。
And at that time, Peter despised and he looked down upon other disciples and he thought that he was not as filthy as the other disciples, but actually they were the same, and Peter was ignorant of this.
但是更加糟糕的是，彼得他还不知道自己不知道。
But even worse, that Peter didn't know that he didn't know.
那么在大卫抢夺别人的妻子啊，然后呢就用诡计把这个丈夫啊就害死了。当大卫犯这样的罪了之后。
And when David, King David, committed a sin that he grabbed other people's wife and framed the husband to death, and when David commits such a sin.
那么圣经是这样记载，上帝让先知去见大卫。
And the Bible recorded like this, and the Lord sent a prophet to see David.
大家可以看到屏幕上的圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
I read you the scriptures on the screen.
撒母耳记下十二章一到七节，一节，耶和华差遣拿单去见大卫，拿单到了大卫那里，对他说，在一座城里有两个人，一个是富户，一个是穷人，富户有许多牛群羊群，穷人除了所买来养活的一只小母羊羔之外别无所有，羊羔在他家里和他儿女一同长大，吃他所吃的，喝他所喝的，睡在他的怀中，在他看来如同女儿一样。有一客人来到这富户家里，富户舍不得从自己的牛群羊群中取一只预备给客人吃，却取了那穷人的羊羔预备给客人吃。大卫就甚恼怒那人，对拿单说，我指着永生耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死，他必偿还羊羔四倍，因为他行这事没有连续的心。拿单对大卫说，你就是那人。大卫不知道他犯下如此可怕的罪行，但他仍然不知道自己是一个罪人。
DavidDidn't know that he has committed such a great sin, and he didn't even know that he was a sinner.
就是神就让他知道。
So God let him know.
神用这种方式让他知道。
God let him know in this way.
就是神让大卫知道，你比你想象的要坏很多很多。
God let David know that he was, much more evil and much more sinful than he thought he was.
所以这也是圣经提醒我们，当我们就是要论断别人的时候，要嫁给别人的时候，这其实是一件非常可怕的事情。
The Bible reminds us that it's a very terrible thing to when we judge others.
大卫在这里他就论断，他就 judge 那个故事当中的那个有钱人，是不是？
And here David judged and it was rebuked the one in the rich man in the story.
然后拿单马上告诉他，这 你就是那个人。
And Nathan told him immediately that you are the man.
所以我们是不是永远不要嫁接，永远不要论断别人呢？
So is it that we should never judge anybody?
先把我们自己眼中的梁木拿掉，看我们自己看清楚一点，然后再来看别人。
We should first take out the plank in our own eyes so that we can see clearly, then we can help and judge others so that we can help them.
所以这也是耶稣对他门徒所做的事情。首先耶稣给门徒洗脚，然后耶稣让门徒你们彼此洗。
And that's what Jesus did to the disciples. He first washed the feet of the disciples and then he asked them to wash one another's feet.
神先洁净我们，然后我们再去洁净别人。
God first cleansed us, then we can clean, help to clean others.
耶稣说，我所做的你不知道。其实我们在这里看，其实在那个时候彼得不知道很多事情，他不知道自己是污秽的，他不知道自己需要被洁净，他也不知道他自己无法洁净自己，只有耶稣能够洁净他。
And Jesus said that you do not know what I'm doing, you cannot understand. At that time,Peter did not know that he was filthy, and he did not know that he needs to be cleansed, and he also did not know that he could not clean himself.
那么圣经中告诉我们，有一个女人，她一直想办法来解决自己的问题，治自己的病，但是全部失败。最后，她从耶稣这里得到医治。
The Bible told us a woman that he has tried all the means to heal his own.Problem, his own diseases, but he couldn't. And then he saw, came to the Jesus, and Jesus healed him.
所以，人必须要被洁净，而只有一位能够洁净我们，就是耶稣。你自己给自己洗，洗不干净的。
Man needs to be cleansed, but only one can truly wash us and make us clean, and it's only Jesus. You cannot wash yourself.And make yourself clean.
那么一开始彼得有很多不知道，但是耶稣说后来你会知道。那么后来彼得确实知道了。
And Peter was ignorant of a lot of things at the beginning, but Jesus told him that he would know after this, and later Peter did know those things.
后来彼得知道他是污秽的，他是软弱的，因为他三次不认耶稣。
Later, Peter knew that he was filthy and he needs to be cleansed, and he denied the Lord for three times.
他也真知道耶稣是何等的爱我。
And he truly knew that how Jesus loved him.
我这样的无知，这样的悖逆，这样的冷酷，三次不认耶稣，那耶稣还是来爱我，还是来寻找我。
Even though I am so filthy and so ruthless and so disobedient, and Jesus still found me and he loved me.
然后最后彼得知道，原来耶稣对我的爱中里面包含极大的智慧。
And he, Peter knew that Jesus' love to him contains a lot of wisdom.
为什么一开始不告诉我，为什么给我要给我洗脚呢？但是后来我就会明白，整个过程当中，耶稣对我的爱当中包含极大的智慧。
Peter, at first, he didn't know why Jesus was washing his feet, but later he understood that Jesus' love toward him has a lot of wisdom in it.
所以这是神对人的爱，与人与人之间的爱一个很大的不同。神对人的爱里面包含极大的智慧，他知道什么时候你不需要知道，什么时候你会知道，而且那个时候的知道是你真正的知道了，就不是头脑仅仅头脑理论上知道，真正从你心里就知道了。
And this is a great difference between Jesus' love toward man and the man between the love between men. And God knows that what are the things that you should understand now, and what are the things that you should understand later. That contains Jesus' love toward us contains a lot of wisdom in it.
今天很多人都说，哎呀，我知道啊，神爱我呀，耶稣爱我呀。
Today, a lot of people said that they, I know Jesus loves me, God loves me.
但是我们的这个知道跟彼得他说我知道耶稣爱我这个知道是不一样的。
But our knowledge about of this is different from Peter's knowledge when about God when he said that I know that Jesus loves me.
所以彼得最后愿意为爱他的耶稣去殉道。
And so later, Peter willing to offer his life for Jesus who loved him.
因为他真知道耶稣爱我。
But because he truly knew that Jesus loved him.
今天很多人都说我知道耶稣爱我呀。
Today a lot of people say that I know Jesus loves me.
但是很少有人愿意为爱你的耶稣去付上什么太多的代价。
But few people would like to pay a lot of price for Jesus who loved you.
那么彼得还知道呢，就是信耶稣认识耶稣不仅仅是知道耶稣爱我，还要效法耶稣那样去做。
And people also know that if you know Jesus and you trust in him, and it's not only you should know that Jesus loves you, you should also follow him and imitate what he does.
所以耶稣给门徒洗脚的时候，耶稣对门徒说，你们称呼我是夫子，称呼我主，你们都说的对啊，你们对我的认识，对我的知识都对啊。
And Jesus said to his disciples, and you, after he washes their disciples' feet, he said, you said you know me, and you said well.
但是耶稣接下来对他们说什么？我给你们做了榜样，你们也要照着去做。
But then he told his disciples that I have given you such an example that you should do as I have done to you.
就是我是你们的主。我都洗你们的脚，那你们更要彼此洗脚。
I'm your Lord, even I washed your feet. You should also wash one another's feet.
所以今天很多人的信心呢，就停留在十三节，就是哎呀，我们相信耶稣是主，我相信耶稣爱我，我相信耶稣救我，结束了。很多人信心停在这儿了。
Today, a lot of people their faith stayed in a verse 13, and they know the Jesus is their Lord. They know that Jesus loves him.
但接下来耶稣说，你还要怎么样？耶稣做的事情你也要做啊，耶稣你要去效法呀。
But Jesus continued to say that what I do, you should also do. You should follow me and do what I have down to you.
今天你到大街上，你抓一个人去问，你说你相不相信神？很多人说哦，相信神。你相不相信神爱你？哦，我相信神爱我。
Today, if you go to the street and you ask a random person, ask him, and do you know God? And they said, yes, I know God. And do you know that God loves you? They say, yes, I know God loves me.
那你要问他，哎。那你为什么你一点都不像耶稣呢？耶稣的形式为人，你的形式为人为什么一点不像呢？
Then if you ask him, why do you not look like Jesus, and you act and you speak does not look like Jesus?
很多人就这有什么关系呢？我知道耶稣爱我就够了，我知道耶稣是上帝就够了，那我想过什么日子我就过什么日子啊。
But they said that doesn't matter, as long as I know that Jesus loves me, I can live whatever life I want to live.
但是彼得对耶稣的知道就不是停留在这个地方了。彼得就知道，我如果认识耶稣，我如果信耶稣，那我就要效法他，他怎么做我就要去怎么做。
But Peter's knowledge about Jesus did not stay at that level, and he know that if he knew Jesus and Jesus loves him and he loves Jesus and he would follow Jesus and do what he has Jesus have done to them.
斯普顿讲过一句话，教会永远不要认为不需要被洁净了。
Spurgeon has ever said a word that the church should never think that they no longer need to be cleansed.
今天很多很多基督徒就认为，哎呀，我不需要再被耶稣洗脚了。我已经很干净了。
Today, a lot of Christians think that they no longer need to be cleansed. Their feet need to be cleansed by Jesus. They have been clean.
在耶稣临上十字架之前，耶稣为门徒洗脚。耶稣要洁净他的门徒。
And before Jesus' crucifixion, he washed his disciples' feet. He need to cleanse his disciples.
在十字架上，耶稣流出他的血。耶稣要用他的血去洁净一切信靠他的人。
And on the cross, Jesus shed his blood to cleanse all those who trust in him.
在耶稣再来审判全地的时候，耶稣在众教会查看，耶稣要用他的话再一次的洁净教会。
And when Jesus comes to judge the world.And Jesus will walk through between the churches, and he watches over them, and he will use his word to cleanse all the churches.
在启示录，神让使徒约翰看见耶稣再来审判全地时的光景。
And in the book of Revelation, God revealed to the apostle John that when Jesus come to the world to judge the world, what kind of thing is that?
然后呢，这个约翰就看见七个灯台，这其实就是代表教会，七个教会。
And John saw seven lampstands, which stands for the seven churches, which stands for the churches of God.
然后彼得就看见有个人在这个灯台当中走来走去的，在教会当中走来走去，这个人就是耶稣。
And John saw a man walking between those lampstands, and he is Jesus.
耶稣说，我是首先，我是末后，我是那存活，我曾经死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，必得拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。这就是主。
And Jesus said, I'm the first and I'm the last. I'm he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of Hades and death. He is the Lord.
然后人只在教会当中走来走去，然后圣灵就给这教会写信。
The Son of Man walked between the churches, and the Holy Spirit read letters to the churches.
这个信是起什么作用
？What does those letters do?
洁净教会，再一次洁净。
To clean the churches one more time.
耶稣上十字架之前给门徒洗脚，耶稣在十字架上流血，用他的血洁净信他的人。耶稣再来的时候，还要来洁净教会。
And before Jesus' crucifixion, he washed his disciples' feet. And on the cross, he shed blood to wash who trust in him. And when he comes to judge the world, he will again cleanse the churches.
那么这一次的洁净，他就是用他的道，用他的话来洁净了。
And that time, he will clean the churches with his word.
所以这就是我们今天教会所做的事情。
That's what the churches today should do.
因为我们今天你看在基督教会里面，你很少看到有牧者下来给你洗脚，对吧？
So in Christian churches today, you seldom see those pastors or ministers come down to wash the feet for the congregation.
不用这种方式洁净了，我们用神的道来洁净，因为现在我们处于等候耶稣再来审判全地的这个时刻。
They no longer use that way to clean them, and because we are at a time that we are waiting for the Jesus to come to judge the world.
但是耶稣也已经在十字架上为我们流出宝血了，所以我们今天不用在十字架上，再放一个耶稣钉十字架流血的那个样子，那是天主教做的事情。
And Jesus has shed his blood for us, and so we no longer need to have that image in our church with Jesus still on the cross, like the Catholic churches.
所以你现在看天主教的教皇啊，每年有一次要去找一些人，小孩子啊、囚犯呐、啊，去给他们洗脚，那完全就成为一种表演。
And you see that every year the Pope of the Catholic Church, each year they want to find some people, some babies, so that they wash the feet of those people, and it's become like a show.
其实里面包含很大的属灵的骄傲在里面。
And that's a great spiritual pride.
我们会看见，当耶稣再来审判全地的时候，在这个时候，耶稣再来用他的话，用他的道再一次洁净教会。所以耶稣反复对教会说：“有一件事情我要责备你，有一件事情我要责备你。”
So when Jesus comes to judge the world, he will use his word to clean the churches. So here we can see that Jesus repeatedly tells us, I have this against you, I have this to rebuke you.
对，几乎每一个教会都这样讲，他要有些事情他要解，要责备，指出他们的问题。
He almost pointed those things to every church he wrote the letters.
所以再一次的洁净教会，不过这一次再不给教会洗脚了，再不为教会流血了，这一次用神的话了。
And he will clean the churches again with his word. This time he will no longer to use the way of washing their feet or shed his blood again.
感谢神，神他是万王之王，他是至高的主，但是神在这个世界上的时候为他的门徒洗脚。
Praise the Lord, that God is the King of Kings, and he is the highest God, and he even washed the feet of his disciples.
这不仅表达出神对信靠他的人何等的爱。
It does not only show his great love to those who trust in him.
这不仅仅是让我们看到主耶稣是何等的降卑他自己。
This does not only show that how Jesus humbled himself.
这让我们看见主耶稣是以王的身份、王的荣耀来为他的门徒洗脚。
And we can see that Jesus washed his disciples' feet as a king, with the glory of a king.
我们更要看到。耶稣也对他的门徒说：“你们要也要彼此洗脚，你们要效法耶稣的样子。”
We should also see that Jesus also told his disciples that you should also wash each other's feet, and you should follow and imitate what I am doing.
这里面有爱，这里面有耶稣的降卑，但这里面有神的恩典，但是更有神的智慧。
There was a love in it. There was the humility of Jesus, and there was God's wisdom in it.
所以神也要让我们弟兄姊妹之间也这样的彼此相爱，也彼此的来互相得造就，互相得洁净。
So God asks us to, brothers and sisters, to love each other, to purify, to clean each other.
好，我们最后请大家起立，我们一起来读两处圣经的经文。
Let's stand up and read two scriptures.
这两处圣经的经文就是彼得最后他真正知道了。
And the two scriptures show that Peter at last he truly knew.
我们一起来读彼得前书的一章十五到十六节。十五节起，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。我们再来读一处经文，在彼得前书的二章二十一到二十四节。二十一节起，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交付那按公义审判人的神。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you。
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible。
感谢圣灵带领我们从圣经的话语当中来认识主耶稣基督。
Thank the Holy Spirit to lead us know our Lord Jesus Christ through the Word of God.
感谢圣灵打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们看见神对我们所怀的长阔高深的爱。
And thank the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of our hearts so that we can see the great love that God gave us.
愿圣灵光照我们，愿圣灵来按着神的话，借着神的道来洁净我们。
And may God enlighten us and also cleanse us with His Word.
让我们行事为人与我们所得到的恩典能够相称。
So whatever we do is worthy of the grace we have received.
让我们在这个世上的时候，我们能够效法我们的救主耶稣基督，我们能够与他同行。
And in this world, we can follow the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ and imitate what he was doing.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.